Sean, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, Sean emailed us over the weekend and said, hey, I heard you guys were talking about me on the radio. Now, sometimes when we get an email like that, it ends ugly. But you were kind of cool with it. What we were talking about with regard to Sean was the story we saw on King 5 a few days back. It was about something called the Armored Combat League. And this is where people fight. They get in suits of armor, and then they fight with axes, and they fight with swords, and they fight with just... And apparently they have teams in Seattle, and there's one starting up in Bellingham. And so last week we had like the national guy or the founder of the Armored Combat League. And we'd referenced that there was one in Bellingham and Seattle. And so you're the Bellingham guy. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, that's correct. We just started the team just a few months ago, and we're kind of in our infancy, and we're looking for more members.
So have you started, what are you practicing, or have you actually gotten, what do you call, I assume you call them battles? I mean, have you actually had games or battles yet, or are you just trying to build up the team at this point?
So as a team, you know, we just kind of get together and we'll do some training sessions, but just, you know, not in armor because we're not there yet, but we have gone down, as you saw, like on the King 5 thing, and we've been able to do some fights with some other teams where they have what's called loner armor for guys like us that are just starting.
And what's it called?
Loner armor.
Loner. Guys, okay.
Yeah. Guys
secondhand armor.
Exactly. You know, but it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So guys have armor, and then they upgrade theirs at some point, and they keep their old stuff, and for new people, so they can at least get an armor and try it out and see if they like it without having to go and spend money and buy their own armor at that moment.
Yeah, and for those of you who haven't seen this thing, it's like these guys and women are head to toe armor, and then they're swinging, you know, like real swords and axes at each other, and nobody gets, according to the founder, nobody has ever been seriously injured. You know, a few nicks here or there, but nothing serious. No, you know, nobody, no broken bones yet, at least as far as what he says. Right. Now, what appeal? What do you do for a living, Sean? What is it that appeals to you about this?
I'm a firefighter for a living.
Okay.
And what appeals? I really like medieval history. Yeah. I always have. And just the intensity of it, mixed with the history part of it. It's just I really enjoy it. It's more fun than I thought it was going to be when I first did it.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's fun because nobody can get it. Nobody gets hurt. I mean, you're swinging axes and swords at each other, but nobody gets hurt. Yet this stuff weighs, we were told, like 50, 60 pounds. Is that right?
Yeah.
Armor. Armor does.
Yeah. Yeah. It can get kind of heavy, and the helmets are really heavy, far heavier than I thought they'd be until I put one on for the first time.
Yeah. So where do you want to do, where do you do this stuff? I mean, where is it? Could you do it at Civic Field? Do you do it in a guy's backyard, or where does this, once you get this thing going, where does it happen? So people want to see this, I'd like to come by and watch this. Where would this be?
So oftentimes what happens is as teams get going and they start getting more people in armor, and they go and they'll go out to parks and practice, right? So the public can see it. And then, you know, what we'll start doing eventually, start doing like what's called chapter events where, you know, the Seattle has a team, we have a team, there's other teams like in Idaho and stuff, and we would invite them over to do what's called a chapter match. And basically it's like a little mini tournament with all these different teams that show up. And, you know, we can do them, like I said, parks is a big one. The wintertime around here, it might be a little tougher because no one really wants their metal to rust in the rain.
Well, what is that, Armor All that you can spray on it? What is that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, plus the footing. You know, the footing probably not as good in, in the snow.
Yeah, but there are other venues we could use, you know, arenas, like horse arenas and stuff like that. So, like I said, we're brand new. So as far as the team goes, we're just, you know, we're getting our feet wet here, and we're just kind of, we're learning as we go.
Yeah, well, it does sound like a lot of fun. So once you get this thing going, Brad and I were talking about, we could be the radio play-by-play home for the Bellingham Northlanders for your big events.
Oh, well, absolutely. That'd be great.
We have to learn the terminology. We'll have to learn the terminology. You'll have to help us with that.
Oh, I will, but I'm going to hold you to that.
I don't think these matches don't go that long, do they?
They're probably 2 minutes or less per melee round, right? And then guys try and catch their breath, and they'll do more rounds.
That'd be fun to do one during our show. Our studio isn't quite big enough for the armor, I don't think, for the armored people. But, maybe we go out at a remote location and do a radio play-by-play match of a two-minute event or something like that.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. So if people want to get in on this, at some point you're going to have to get your own suit of armor. But how would they get a hold of you, Sean?
Go to Bellingham Northlanders, our Facebook page.
Okay.
Same place Andre told you, usaknights.com. That's like the home page.
Right.
But if you live in the Seattle area or closer to Seattle than Bellingham, then you'd want to go to the Seattle team.
Right.
Just go to the USA Knights page and they'll kind of send you to the right spot. But definitely come check out Bellingham Northlanders page.
Right.
And, I'd like to just real quick, too, know that don't let not having armor or any of that stuff, don't let that hold you back. It's not necessary. And there's no real minimum time commitment, right?
Yeah. They said there's always the secondhand armor, as we learned out there,
Yeah.
And hey, Christmas is coming. You put that on your wish list for Christmas. Maybe somebody will hook you up with a suit of armor for Christmas.
Maybe somebody will. An armored Santa Claus.
Armored Claus. All right, man. This sounds like a lot of fun. Sean, thanks. Keep in touch with us and let us know how it's going. And let's get a team. Let's get some matches going for the spring. Okay.
We will. I appreciate you having me on.
You got it, Sean. Thanks. The Armored Combat League. Look for the Bellingham Northlanders coming to a park near you soon.
Hey. Got Hawks tickets?
Tickets.
Tickets. Tickets, please.
And Brad and John do. Keep listening to find out how you can win your way into the clan.
Yes!
From Classic Rock 92.9
KISM.